Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode. And let's be real, you clicked on a title about making 2021 your year, which means you are ready to level up. And how freaking cool is it that we get to do this together? So my intention with this episode is to hopefully leave you with like a fire under your booty to do the damn thing, but also some really tactical framework that you can apply as you're, you know, thinking about your goals and dreams and your vision for 2021 to help you stay the course. So I cannot wait to hear what you think of today's episode. But first, I got to make sure that you are in the loop. I brought on a sponsor of this podcast because I love to share things with you that I love that you might love too. So if you aren't familiar with our sponsor, Organifi, girl, you gotta know about Organifi. They have an entire product line of superfoods and they're all organic, hence the name. They don't have any fillers or crap. Nothing in their product line has more than 3 grams of sugar, which I love. I'm obsessed with their teas. Their protein's also really bomb. I love their green juice. They've got a lot of cool supplements. You can check that all out. But let me tell you about their teas because they just released Harmony, which is a hormone product literally designed to balance out hormones. It's made with cacao and turmeric and coconut milk. It tastes so freaking bomb because honestly, I don't drink anything that doesn't taste good because I have one life here. It only has 30 calories too. And of course, no added sugar because Organifi's entire product line doesn't add crap into it. And I also really love their chocolate gold, which my fiance Sina and I drink at night as like a yummy drink to kind of calm you down at the end of the night. So check out all their products if you want to get a massive discount because you're a listener of the podcast. You get 20% off with code Keisha. So you can head to Organifi.com/Keisha. That's Organifi.com/KACIA and use code Keisha for 20% off of any of their products. And of course, you can always DM me on Instagram. I love chatting with you over there. If you have any questions or you're like, wait, what are you using for this, Keish? And of course, you can check the show notes. If you're cruising on the freeway and you're like, I didn't hear the website, it's in the link for you in the show notes. All right. Now, let's dive in to how we are going to set ourselves up to make 2021 our year that we kick some freaking booty. Okay. Here are the 5 things that are helping me. Number one, I'm paying attention to the language that I'm using about myself and about my goals. And I always pay attention to language, but I'm getting really freaking intentional about catching the things that I'm saying in my head and out loud because language is power, right? Like, think of even how different it feels in your body when you say, I'm trying to insert fill in the blank, right? Compared to I'm doing this. Right? Like I'm trying to work on my health and fitness versus I am working on my health and fitness. I'm trying to build a business versus I am building a business. Like I'm doing this. I'm trying to focus on my relationships. I am focused on my relationships. I am doing this. It feels so different, right? So make sure that as you're moving into 2021, that you are checking in on those I am statements. Because if you're saying things like they're conditional statements that they can never change, like I am this, I am not this, I suck at this, like you can never get better, that's not working for you, girl, right? So think of the statements that you're saying. Really start to take note of those. Maybe even just jot them down in the note section of your phone as you're going through your day. Like, I am stupid. That's not working for you. I am lazy, right? Or I am shy. Or I am a people pleaser. Girl, you're not a people pleaser. You have people pleasing tendencies. That can change. You can get better at that, right? So check in on those statements and make sure that the way that you're talking to yourself is actually supportive. Because when you've got big dreams and goals, you need to be supported by the person that you are spending every single freaking second with of every single day until you die, which is your freaking self, right? And remember, your past doesn't indicate what you're capable of. Don't look back. We're not going that way. what you're capable of is shown to you in the future by keeping on after it and putting those reps in and understanding that getting better comes from actually doing something, right? Rather than just sitting and thinking about it. So you are capable of things that you have not even thought of yet, but you'll never know until you start taking action. Which brings me to number two. I know how I make decisions and how I need to take action. So it's really important to have this self-awareness of how you actually make decisions. Do you make decisions off of a gut feeling? Do you need to verbally process? Do you need to journal things out? Do you need to really sit on it and think about it for a while? We're all so different and we all make decisions in different ways, but it is crucial to give ourselves whatever type of support and environment that we need to actually make decisions so that we can start taking action. Right? So think about the decisions that you've made that you felt really confident in and what type of an environment helped you make that decision. Because for me, I make decisions off of a gut feeling. I've got a very visceral reaction, which for me means I've got to expose myself to a lot of ideas and I've got a really strong ability to listen to my own intuition because I've practiced so many times saying, this doesn't feel right, this feels right, and I've done things that didn't feel right and they haven't gone well, right? Versus I've done things that felt right that I had no idea how it was gonna work out, but they've gone really well because it was the right choice for me. But you might not make those decisions from a visceral standpoint. Like I have a girlfriend that doesn't make gut decisions off of anything. So even if we're just making plans to hang out, I'll say to her, you know, I know that you need to think about this. I know you need to simmer on this. So you just let me know later. Versus if she asks me a question, I'm probably just going to say yes right away if it feels right in my gut. Okay. And there's no right or wrong way to do this. It's completely personality based and only you know yourself. But sometimes we're moving so fast, we're not even thinking about setting up an environment to help us make decisions. Because even if you're someone who sits on things for a while, which is totally fine, and you need to give yourself that time to process, make sure that you're still giving yourself a deadline. Because sitting in analysis paralysis for forever is going to kill your mojo and kill your excitement and potentially have you living life with shoulda, woulda, couldas and regret. But clarity comes from action. You literally can't know if you like something or if it's the right fit unless you do it, right? And action brings that momentum that you're looking for in your life. So figure out how you actually need to make decisions and make sure that you're, you know, creating a schedule that's actually supportive to give you the space that's required for you as an individual to make those decisions so we can get you taking more action so you can get more clarity and get more excited, right? And from that, number three, I let myself create a vision that makes me so damn pumped even if I have no plan how to actually get there. Because to me, getting excited is everything. Getting obsessed with the process is the secret freaking sauce. And being hopeful is everything. You gotta get yourself pumped up enough so you can vibrate at a different level. So what is that thing that you would love to do? Or that big thing that even if you say it or you think it, you kind of want to pee yourself because you're like, what? Oh my gosh, this is so big. Like, can I even say that? Would people think that I'm crazy? Yes, that thing. That's what I'm talking about. If money wasn't involved, if nobody else had any commentary over your career path or your goals, what would you actually want to do? What is that crazy idea that sometimes you want to shove it down because you're so uncomfortable with the idea that it could become a reality, or you're so uncomfortable with, you know, calling your shot? What's your ideal life? What are you doing? What does it feel like? You got to give yourself that space to dream really freaking big so that you can get that fire in your belly and give yourself direction. Because to me, it's not actually about accomplishing that goal. I set really big dreams and really big goals and a really big vision, and I have no idea how I'm actually going to get there. But it gets me on the path towards getting there, and it gets me excited about the pursuit so that I start to look at the world as so much opportunity because I know that I'm moving in the right direction, even if I don't know exactly where I'm going, right? I've got this big vision. I don't really know how I'm going to get there, but I'm moving in the right direction, and I'm open. And I could honestly do an entire podcast episode about this topic because I think it's so important. But truly, I believe you have got to have a vision. And even if it sounds crazy to other people, and even if you don't believe in yourself yet, girl, borrow that belief from me. Because this I know for sure. If you are gifted a vision, It's because you are supposed to make it happen. Don't worry if you're not qualified yet. You're qualifying yourself in the process. That's what the process is all about. That's why I, you know, emphasize so often on this podcast to savor the stage that you're in, because you're never going to get it back. So even if your stage is like, oh, I don't really know what to do, try something out. That's going to give you the clarity that you're looking for, because that's where, you know, action gives you that clarity. And maybe things aren't happening on your timeline. But if you believe that you were gifted this vision because you're qualifying yourself to make it happen, then all you have to do is believe that you can, put your heart into it, and back it up with some freaking work, right? And that honestly tees me up very well for number four. Number four, set up an environment in your head and around you that will keep you excited. So it's really important to take note of who in your life and what makes you energized and inspired. Because the people that pump you up, like when you leave them, you still feel full or even more full than when you were with them, right? Like those people, you've got to make it a priority to hang out with them, to spend time with them, to listen to them, to bounce ideas off of them, to borrow belief from them. Those people that energize you and inspire you, get in rooms with them, get on the phone with them, get on Zoom calls with them, like be around them, absorb their content, right? Like some of you might have me as one of your people, which is so amazing. And I'm so humbled by that. Like if I can give you some belief and you can, you know, absorb some of my energy to help you get a fire in your booty, I'm so honored, right? Plug into people that are going to get you pumped. Your growth has to be a priority if you want to keep going. Because getting started is one thing, but keeping going with sustained enthusiasm, that's tough. But that is the ultimate secret sauce. That is the ultimate goal. Because of course, you're going to doubt yourself sometimes because you're a human, not a freaking robot. But if you can plug into curating an environment that can make you excited and inspired, in particular, the people whose thoughts you're consuming, right, whose energy you're vibing off of, that's got to lift you up, right? So make sure that you're curating an environment in your head and around you that serves you. Take inventory of the people in your life and evaluate what their role is going to look like in the upcoming year, right? Are there any holes, right, of people that you want to add into your life that you need to intentionally seek out? Communities that you need to join. Spoiler alert, I've got an amazing personal growth community called The Collective, which you can join, right? But note those people that you're excited to even follow on social media. And pay attention to what it is that you love about them, or maybe their career path, or whatever it is about them that you admire, because that could also be a signal to you of the direction that you might be excited to go in your life. And while you're paying attention to who pumps you up, also please note what's got to go, right? Like what and who makes you feel drained and freaking frustrated? Because the people that make you feel drained and frustrated, those people get less of your time. Or you know, can use them and how you feel when you leave them as an indication that there's some need there to set more strict boundaries around them. Because just because someone's calling you or texting you or inviting you to do that thing that you don't really want to do, you don't have to go. You're a grown-ass woman. You can say no, right? And boundaries mean that you care about your goals and your life and your vision and how you show up to your one freaking shot here. Boundaries mean you care about your relationships because you don't want to have resentment later for living life in accordance to somebody else's rule book because you're constantly saying yes to them and doing the things that they want you to do, right? So the things and the people that make you excited, that's a compass to look at of the direction that you want to go. And the things and the people that drain you or suck your energy, those things are a signal to help you navigate that that's something that maybe you should step away from or create some space in. The power of paying attention to all of that and how you react to things and what catches your attention is so freaking important. Right? That's how you set up an environment in your head and around you that's going to keep you excited. And finally, number five, think about this extension benefit concept. And I talk about this often because it's so freaking powerful, especially as women. Who else is going to benefit as a byproduct? In particular, who else that you love or deeply care about making a positive impact on is going to benefit if you do that thing that you want to do, if you get in the shape that you want to get in this year, if you build that business, if you change career paths, if you decide to triathlon run, if you decide to play the clarinet or the guitar, if you decide to launch that podcast, start that blog, start that Etsy shop, do that thing that you feel called to do that you don't really know how it's going to work out, but it's that gut feeling that you're not going to shove down anymore. You're going to actually do something about it and attach that extension benefit to every single goal and vision that you have in your life. This is my secret sauce. I get pumped and I think about who else is going to benefit. And I think often about future me, right? So future you. How will she look back on this season of life right now as you're going into 2021 and you're setting this vision? How at the end of 2021 is she going to look back? What is she going to think of you? Is she going to be so freaking grateful for what you gifted her? Because I'm looking back at the end of 2019 version of me who started a brand new company, and I'm clapping for that girl who was so freaking scared. And I'm like, thank you for the gift that you gave me, right? So how will the choices that you're making right now because of the work that you're putting in, the intention that you're putting in, the personal growth commitment that you have, how is that serving her? Think about that future version and have that relationship with her. I've talked about this on the podcast a lot. So if you're subscribed to the podcast, scroll through and find some of these episodes that I've talked about future you and what you gift, you gift her, right? And then in the meantime, how will your significant other be impacted? Your kids, your sister, your friends, the people that you want to serve, the people that are going to be inspired by you showing up with your exact situation and circumstances right now to do that thing that you feel called to do. Because when you can also make your vision or your goal, big or small, about other people in addition to you, that's when this really all comes together, right? That gives you that skin in the game to keep going. So to recap my 5 points here. Number one, pay attention to that language that you're using, right? With yourself and with your goals, especially those I am statements, those conditional things that you're pretending like they're always going to be like that when they're not always going to be like that. You can change, you can grow, you can evolve. Number two, know how you make decisions uniquely and set yourself up to take more messy action and just get going. You'll figure it out as you go. Number three, let yourself create a vision that makes you so damn pumped, you kind of want to pee yourself, even if you have no plan of how you're going to get there. That big vision is going to inspire you and be fuel for you. Number four, set up an environment in your head and around you that's going to keep you excited. That's everything. And finally, number five, think about this extension benefit concept. Who else is going to benefit as a byproduct of you going for this and staying after it? And truly, if I could tell you anything friend to friend, please, girl, do not shove down or wish away that feeling in your gut that is telling you it's time to level up. Because that feeling that you sometimes want to wish away and just like smoosh on down, it's a gift. It's saying, girl, it's time to make some freaking moves. You don't have to have a rock solid plan. You just have to own your vision, call your freaking shot, and start taking steps in the right direction. That's how you're going to get more clarity. That's how you're going to get excitement. That's how you're going to get momentum. It's with that action, girl. It's with doing the damn thing. And the best part is you don't have to do this alone. We're in this together forever. All right? I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.